Welcome to Lesson 4 of the Mandala of Being, the You Position. This is the place that we so frequently go to in our minds that gives power to the beliefs we have about other people. For example, when we think someone is very important and we become afraid that they won't recognize us or approve of us. It can be beliefs about our own bodies. When we say, I'm not attractive, or my body isn't healthy, my body doesn't look good in a bathing suit. In the moment we have these thoughts, if we don't recognize it simply as a thought, if we believe that that thought is true, identify with that thought, then suddenly our present moment is polluted with the feeling that's created by those you stories. It's not surprising that we would give so much power to our beliefs and thoughts about other people. We are born completely dependent on the care and nurturance of our parents, particularly our mothers. As we learn to find out that we exist, we learn that in a context in which we begin to recognize who's around us. It becomes very clear that if our parents are attentive and present, we feel safe. If we're fed when we're hungry, held when we're in distress, we feel safe. If they're not there when we need them, we may feel less safe. They become very powerful figures for us. And this is embedded so deeply in how we experience ourselves that as we grow up and as we get older, we continue to give a tremendous amount of power to things outside of ourselves. So the you position is the stories and beliefs we have about other people, but it can also be about money, about our car, about our hairdo, about our job. In fact, anything that we can think about and we can make important so that affects how we feel about ourselves is something that we can take into inquiry when we step into the you position. So look at the mandala that you've placed in front of you on the floor, or if you're not working with stepping from one position to another, that you've are looking at the computer or drawing on a pad, and imagine yourself physically stepping to the you position. What you're doing is you're going to look for the kinds of things that you believe, the thoughts you have about other people that have direct experience on how you feel in yourself in the present moment. What happens to you when you say to yourself, my wife is controlling, or my husband doesn't understand my spiritual journey? Start to look at what you tell yourself when you focus on a particular person, or when you focus on your job, your work, when you focus on your body, when you focus on your house. What is it you say to yourself? These are your you stories, and they're happening all day long, constantly. And every one of those stories has emotional power. It can create strong sensation in your body of anger. Anger if the person that you're telling the story about isn't doing the things you want them to do. If you've given away so much of yourself, if you've not given yourself permission to live your life fully, and someone does something that you wouldn't give yourself permission to do, you can become very judgmental, very angry. If you've put so much of your sense of self on another person, your spouse, for example, and they leave you, they want a divorce, they want to go someplace else, and they're journey to find love in their lives, you can become devastated and hurt. Throughout our lives, what we believe about others and about things such as our possessions or our jobs or our own bodies or about money or about God, those beliefs are going to have a profound effect on our now moment experience. So the work today and through this lesson is to start to make yourself conscious of the kinds of you stories that are part of your mind's journey throughout your day. See if you can make the decision to see them as stories and return yourself back to the center of the mandala at the end of this inquiry and recognize the difference between who you are when you realize who I am begins right now. Without that story about my mother or my wife or my husband or my children, right now, how would I be in myself? Feel what it's like to know that you are sufficient as you are. Claim yourself. Say, here am I. I am already that for which I have been seeking. I cannot be completed by any other person until I connect to myself and feel complete in myself. Take back the power that you've given to so many things in the you position of the mandala, and let your life start new right now.